4 weeks after the Occupy protests began, both the Republican and Democratic parties are trying to use them for political advantage. At first, Republicans were dismissive, but then Republican presidential candidates, such as Herman Cain, began blaming the protests on President Barack Obama.
This is a distraction from the failed policies of the Obama administration.
Political analysts say the strategy aims to energize voters and refocus anger into traditional Republican themes such as bloated government. John Fortier is with the Bipartisan Policy Center.
The one effective line I think they will continue to use is that those protesters should turn their sights not so much on Wall Street, but right down to the White House. Because
protesters like Ron Sanger say they expect the news media and politicians to distort their message.
They keep denying or not addressing the real issues. You know, and these little soundbite things are, it's not going to sell. People are getting smarter than that. And that's why we're here.
Democrats were quick to sympathize with the protesters. Political analysts say party leaders see some themes they hope will lure voters, like higher taxes for the rich. Rui Teixeira is with the Center for American Progress.
So I think they want to try to take advantage of it. And it'll fit very nicely, I think, into a lot of the themes that President Obama is trying to develop for his campaign.
But the protesters object. They are angry with President Obama on a number of issues, such as the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and his treatment of Wall Street bankers. Vera Spoor voted for Mr. Obama, but is unhappy.
He's always been owned by the money. He still is. Sure, he'll take whatever he can from us and use it his way, but he's not going to make any substantive changes.
We're going to be leaving in a few minutes.
Protesters say they seek no political endorsements and will ignore the political spin. They plan to press on with their message that they are the 99% of the population calling for economic justice. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Washington.